this is going to be a busy and a very interesting week for a lot of people who are paying attention to some of the things the city's been involved in. We were one of the founding members of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Seaway Cities Initiative. That's an organization that has over 100 different communities that are all banded together looking for ways to make sure that all of their policies are sustainable and environmentally friendly. And this is a great opportunity for us to shine in front of about 500 different dignitaries from as far north as the upper reaches of Montreal and Labrador, all the way down to Chicago here in the United States. So it's going to be something very exciting for us, a great opportunity for Marquette and the community to shine. And we're looking forward to hosting all these great visitors.
About how many people do you anticipate are going to be attending the conference?
Well, probably about 200 delegates. It'll be all the mayors or other elected or appointed officials from the different communities. And then, of course, they'll have their entourages and their families in tow. So there's going to be a lot of people running around this week trying to check out Marquette and look to enjoy the best we have to offer.
It's interesting with this particular endeavor, it exists to maintain the quality of the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence Seaway, doesn't it?
Yes, and of course, everybody's been watching, I know, the weather, and there's lots of prognostication about water levels, and there are a lot of people who are worried about what this could mean as a long-term trend. But, you know, when you start taking a look at what your personal impact might be, what the impact of the communities might be, you realize that it's really just a big pond, even though it rains from time to time to fill itself back up and we get snow melt and things like that. It's a closed ecosystem like anything else. And if you aren't careful with it and if you aren't treating it properly, you can poison it, you can use it up, you can divert it to other places, you can do all kinds of things that might not be consistent with taking a longer term view of wanting to live in this beautiful area. So there are a lot of people who are interested in the environmental side of it. There are a lot of people who are interested in kind of the technological innovation that's letting us manage with less impact. There are people who are looking at how do you balance out all the different demands of living in an area like ours with the beautiful opportunities for tourism and recreation, with other things that people need to do for economic growth and development. So you can really attack the issue from just about any angle this week, and we're going to have a lot of great discussion with a lot of smart people.
We're speaking with Marquette City Manager Bill Vita this morning, and we're talking about the upcoming conference in Marquette with the Great Lakes Cities and Initiative and St. Lawrence Seaway Initiative. And in particular with this, Marquette's been one of the founding groups, but obviously I could see this being held in Chicago or some of the other larger communities along the Great Lakes Basin. How did Marquette get the nod?
Well, actually, that's a great question. In the past, that's been pretty much exclusively a big city's game. It costs a fair amount of money to put one of these things on, and between the sponsorship and the facilities, it's just a lot easier for these big cities to kind of absorb the visitors and take on that kind of traffic. The founder, one of the founding members and the current executive director, decided he wanted to kind of break out of that mold, and he was looking for a small community that was willing to take a chance. And here we are.
So the schedule is going to be over the next couple of days. I guess registration starts tomorrow and then meetings over the next few days, that kind of thing.
Reputed meetings.
Reputed meetings, yes, as I understand it. So they're here through basically like a Saturday morning or so.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see people, of course, depending on their travel schedule, starting to show up now. And the kickoff, the registration, those kind of things happens tomorrow. But the real seminars, the walking tours, the outreach that you're going to see really doesn't start in earnest until later in the day on Wednesday through Friday.